Your Highness, she said to me, Arsinoe wants you to find a new playmate for her. She is tired of her brothers and wants a pygmy child to amuse her. Sinking low into my bath, I splashed warm water on my face for time to think. Arsinoe's last request was for a child from the Dinka tribe. They are a graceful, gentle people who can grow to be more than 7 feet tall. A Dinka girl was captured near her home up the Nile and brought to the palace, but she died from a fever after a few days. Father has given me the authority to grant any requests of my younger siblings. I enjoy this responsibility, for in my heart I am practicing to be queen. But as for a pygmy child, I do not intend to give my sister everything she asks for. I will see what I can do, Arsinoe. Now go to bed.
It's a little hard to imagine Cleopatra's younger sister asking for a child to be captured and brought to her as a playmate. But in Cleopatra's day, such a thing was not unusual. Many people were separated from their families and forced to work as slaves and servants for the upper classes. Neva, remember, is Cleopatra's slave. Let's read from the beginning of the new entry on the bottom of page 25, dated 15 Januarius.
15 Januarius. I spent the morning at the library and museum, where new toys and machines are often invented. As these buildings are connected to the palace, I am free to be myself, to speak in Greek, and to wear my dress with the royal.